anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Dove, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Well, young Dickie Dozen's in bad again. Both Ma and Daisy are mad at him, so he's come to Pa Dozen for consolation.
What's the trouble, son?
Everything. Say, Ma's still using Dove, isn't she?
Your Ma wouldn't think of using anything but this new kind of soap. Dove does everything in her wash.
Well, why'd her and Daisy get so peeved then? Heck, Dove does your work shirts and slacks, don't it?
Yes.
And Ma's sheets and Daisy's red rayon blouse.
Everything, Dickie. Is that what you and Ma and Daisy were arguing about?
Not exactly. You see, me and the gang were playing commando.
Mm-hmm.
And I borrowed Daisy's red rayon blouse for our flag.
Oh.
It got sort of dirty. But gosh, I told her Dove would get it bright and clean.
Don't worry. Ma says Dove is safer for the nice colors she washes. Actually gives him longer life.
Well, why'd Ma get so mad then? All I did was use one of her sheets to make a tent for us commandos. Got kind of black. But great creeps, Ma's always bragging about how white Dove does sheets and towels, ain't she?
Sure. That sheet'll come out all sparkly white. Ma's always saying she's never had whiter washes than Dove does.
And didn't you say Dove gets your dirtiest work shirts and slacks clean as a whistle?
Uh-huh.
With no hard scrubbing?
That's right.
Oh, swell.
What's my work shirt got to do with this, Dickie?
Nothing.
Good.
It's your Sunday slacks.
What?
I got them kind of black and greasy using them for my commando uniform.
Dickie does them.
Now, Pa, you know Ma says no soap gets dirt out easier than Dove.
You ought to have a licking for wearing those slacks. Why, I never even had them on yet myself.
But, Pa, don't do anything rash. You know you said Dove does everything.
He's right, Pa. Why, Dove is the only leading wash day soap that gives longer life to colors, unsurpassed whiteness for towels, and real cleaning power, even for the grimiest wartime work clothes. Dove does more. Does everything. And now the Goldbergs. Well, thus far, Molly Goldberg's running from pillar to post has led her into one blind alley after another. But now she seems to be on the right track. Molly has finally succeeded in getting Dr. Cater's help in her effort to prevent the divorce of her niece, Florence. And at last, there's a plan for accomplishing this, since the key to Florence's unhappiness has been found. It turns out to be Florence's own friend and her husband's secretary, Anne. For Anne, her closest friend is really the other woman in the case. A very special kind of other woman in this triangle, which began way back in the past. Molly's problem now is to prevent Uncle David from giving away the secret. Listen.
Molly, you finished. You said what you wanted to say.
David, please.
I don't want it, Molly. I don't want it. If Anne is this woman, if Anne is breaking up my child's home, and if my Florence is being divorced, and if this Anne is here and making believe she's my Florence's best friend, then my Florence has to know that.
But, David, Dr. Cater thinks...
With my child, Dr. Cater will not experiment his psychology. Not with my child. Florence.
David, you're spoiling everything.
Worse than it is, it can't be. Florence.
I'll be down in a minute, Pa. You want something else? Washing Marilyn's hair.
Tell her Papa wants to see her.
What's the matter?
Set the table, Rosalie. Florence will be down. You don't have to go up. Please, Rosie.
Going. Who's having supper?
Everybody.
Anne? Is she having supper with Dr. Cater, or is she having it here?
Ask and you shall know.
Ma.
Rosalie. Sit down, Dave.
Molly, I don't want it.
Dr. Cater spoke to Henry Clay yesterday.
What has Henry Clay got to do with me, Molly? Who is Henry Clay? Because he was once in love with Anne, what has that got to do?
If you'll sit quietly, David, and if you'll listen to me...
If Anne is in love with my Florence's Eugene, she's not going to fall in love with somebody she knew 15 years ago.
Dr. Cater invited him here to Lastonbury, David. Dr. Cater must think something is possible.
I don't want it, Molly. I don't want it.
Maybe Eugene will come also. Dr. Cater wants them both here at the same time.
It's nonsense and it's foolishness.
It's science, David. It's the science of the mind.
Nonsense.
Oh, David, when Pasteur came with the germs and said you could give people injections and prevent diseases, didn't people say it was nonsense and foolishness?
Everybody knows you can give injections against germs.
But once they didn't know.
Who didn't know? Fools only didn't know.
Likewise with the mental, David. Likewise with the mental, and the spiritual.
Joints are joints, Molly. The mental and the spiritual are not joints.
Only because you don't understand, David.
I understand only one thing. My child is unhappy, Molly. My child's life is being broken.
Florence?
Florence?
Just a minute, Pa. Where do you keep your big towels at?
Upstairs, darling, Florence. Upstairs where the linens are on the top shelf.
Oh. Florence.
Florence will be down in a minute, David.
What is it, Papa?
When you come down, Florence,
are
dear.
Are you feeling well? Florence, are you getting a towel, or do you want this child to catch cold?
So the children are catching cold, darling.
I'll be down in a minute, Pa.
Oh. Jake?
Jake,
you got the mail?
Yes.
From Samuel?
No, for Florence.
Florence? From Eugene?
From Eugene's attorney.
How do you know? You opened it?
Since when do I open mail which is not mine?
Oh, let me see. What does the envelope say? Look, David. That's Eugene's attorney.
Without my glasses, I can't see.
Let me see. Attorney Floor, Alex Monroe. That's the name, Monroe?
Monroe. That's the name. Well,
David, maybe don't give it to Florence yet.
Why are you assuming that you know what's in the letter?
What can it be? It's something for Florence to sign for the divorce.
That's why I say, David, wait.
For what? For what, Molly? So another letter will come.
There's always time, David. It's never too late.
Mail should not be held aside from...
Sure.
Did you bring the mail, Mr. Goldberg?
Yes, the mail is here. Nothing for you. My daughter is the popular lady. Lawyers write to her. Lawyers.
Who is that from?
Alex Monroe. And, may I see it, please?
For Florence.
I'll take it up to her.
Why you, ma'am? Why not me?
It's probably some papers she has to sign. Excuse me, please.
Why don't I, with my own hands, annihilate that woman?
David.
He's right. With one word to Florence, he could annihilate her.
No more paper napkins, Laura.
Then use linen, anything, whichever.
One more?
Oh, Rosalie, please.
Molly, what are you...
Hello, Dr. Cater, please. Dr. Cater, David, please sit. I'm calling Dr. Cater.
Molly, who is Dr. Cater? What is Dr. Cater? You can't learn to deal with people from lessons in a book.
Hello, Dr. Cater. I'm sorry to disturb you.
Psychology.
Thank you, Doctor.
Something new.
Something new.
A letter just came from Florence.
What has he got to know?
Mrs. Cronin, yes. From her husband's lawyer attorney, yes.
Nobody told me. Came, Marsh?
Yes, Doctor, evidently.
What evidently?
Before I see Eugene, she's not signing.
Yes, Doctor.
On the first train, I'm going to New York.
Yes, Doctor.
Hang Molly. I don't need a doctor to tell me how to...
Shut David, please. All right, Doctor. I'll try, Doctor. Will you please speak to Uncle David... Explain about Pasteur.
I'm not speaking.
Just a minute.
I'm not speaking.
David, please.
Molly. I don't want to speak to Dr. Cater.
David, please.
Molly.
David, please. Uncle David.
No.
Dr. Cater wants to...
Molly, I said no.
And I say yes.
Molly.
And I say yes. David, please. Dr. Cater said that...
Molly, I don't want to hear what Dr. Cater said.
He said to let Florence sign.
Sure, he said. Is Florence my flesh and blood or his flesh and blood? Give me the phone.
He said it's not important for Florence to sign. The important thing is to watch Anne.
Give me the phone. Hello? No, no, Dr. Cater. No. Indeed, no. Well? Well? Oh. I'm listening. I'm listening. All right. All right. Goodbye.
I'm getting a pen, Florence.
Pardon?
Well, Papa,
it's all over now. When I sign this, it begins suit for divorce. It's the beginning. It's like hanging a sign over your house and saying, this married life is officially finished. All done. We failed. This is a house of failure. I thought I was a good wife. This paper proves I'm wrong. It's official.
the beginning of the end. All the time there was somebody else he loved. Another woman. Oh, you dear.
Florence, everybody's been upsetting you. I wish you people who love Florence so much would let your love permit her to find her own happiness. You're all so prejudiced in favor of a marriage which simply doesn't exist anymore. It died years ago. Maybe it never really began. Sit here, Florence. After all, you're still young. Here's the pen.
And it's right, Florence. A thousand times.
Don't cry, Florence. Let the other woman cry. She'll have more to cry about soon than you have.
And Florence signs. But all eyes are on Anne as she watches the success of her long years of planning. A success that may be on the verge of a turnabout, ending in personal defeat and tragedy. You know, even on the darkest day, some folks seem to find sunshine. To say, she said,
some girls are popular just because they're beautiful. Oh, but not me. I'm like Duz. I make a hit because I'm a hard worker.
Well, Cousin Dozen, there's no harder working soap anywhere than Duz. Why, ladies, this new kind of soap does everything in your wash. From the grimiest wartime work clothes and streaky towels to your prettiest rayon undies. Duz is the only leading wash day soap that combines so much safety for colors with so much cleaning power for tough dirt, plus unsurpassed whiteness for towels and linens. Try Duz, even in the toughest wash. Duz, Duz everything. And don't forget, if your dealer is out of Duz, he'll have more soon. Meanwhile, make good use of your Duz. You know, soap contains vitally needed war materials, so always wash several loads of clothes in the same Duz suds. See that every bit of Duz you use does more. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldberg. Molly begins preparing for the great explosion to come. The arrival of Clay and Eugene. This is Clayton Collier speaking and reminding you to do as the dozens do. Let Duz, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.